This VOA News via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the coronavirus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. Sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Wednesday for an immediate infusion of $15 billion to a global pool for the procurement and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines at a virtual summit hosted by the World Body. The ACT Accelerator, led by the World Health Organization, has received around $3 billion of the $38 billion needed to meet the goal of producing and delivering 2 billion vaccine doses, treatments, and so forth for diagnostic tests over the next year. Notable new pledges include an additional amount by the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, beyond what the 675 million euros Germany has already committed. Britain's Foreign Minister Dominic Raab said his country could add more. And Sweden's Prime Minister also, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, touted $332 million commitment made last week, half of which will go to low- or middle-income countries. Worldwide, there are approximately 1,013,000 COVID-19 deaths, with nearly 34 million confirmed infections. The United States, Brazil, and India continue to be the world's hotspots in both deaths and infections. This is VOA News. Australia's coronavirus hotspot state, Victoria, reported its 800th death from the virus on Thursday, but low case numbers raise the prospect of a COVID normal 2021 without lockdowns or social restrictions. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews told reporters in Melbourne that they're confident they'll be able to build a COVID normal Christmas, a COVID normal summer, and a virus at such a low level that we can sustain that over the long term. Victoria, the country's second most populous state, accounts for 90% of national COVID-19 deaths. Australia, with 888 fatalities, has fared far better than many other developed countries. Wednesday, a U.S. court approved an $800 million settlement for victims of America's worst mass shooting, a rampage that left 58 people dead and more than 800 wounded in Las Vegas. In the October 2017 massacre, a man opened fire with rifles from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, unleashing more than 1,000 rounds as he mowed down people among a crowd attending an outdoor country music festival. MGM Resorts International, the casino's owner, will pay $49 million of its own funds, while the remainder is to come from its insurers. An earlier statement said that the settlement does not amount to an admission of liability by MGM Resorts. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Thursday described foreign sanctions imposed against Hong Kong government officials as brutal, while defending the need to continue implementing a contentious national security law in the Chinese financial capital. Lam spoke at a reception that followed a morning flag-raising ceremony marking the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. The ceremony came as an anti-government protest event dwindled due to coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and fears over sweeping national security laws imposed by Beijing on June 30th. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro Wednesday pledged to improve gasoline output and distribution in the fuel-starved nation as a second of three Iranian tankers carrying fuel entered the South American country's waters. The once prosperous OPEC nation is struggling under a collapsing oil industry and U.S. sanctions that have crippled imports and exports, resulting in snaking lines of drivers waiting for gasoline at state-run oil companies. As part of the new plan, which Maduro said would be detailed in coming weeks and days, Venezuelans will be limited to filling their tanks on certain days depending on their license plate numbers. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.